what do you call that when you be doing, when you be putting paper around it?
You, we mostly call that is wrapping it.
What do you call it when you be taking it loose?
What you mean by what you call it today?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you be open it up so you can see what it is.
But what do you be doing with the paper?
Unwrapping it.
If you sell less than you paid, you say, I had to sell it at a what?
At a low price.
Do you get upset when you have to sell something? When you are selling it for much less than you paid for it?
Oh, yes.
That ever happened?
Oh, yes. Well, just if I interest, just like I bought my automobile, paid $4,000 for it. Now they don't want to give me but $1,000 for it. And you know that's just hurting. A lot of time, most of the time when you buy something, pay a big price for it, you can't get what you, the half what you paid for it when you get ready to sell it. And you can't help from getting upset about it.
If you admire something but you don't have enough money to buy it, say like a new car, you're in the market for a new car, you say, I like it, but it
costs too much.
Sure, that's a nice tractor, but I can't buy it because it
costs too much.
On the first of the month, you might say, time to pay the
bills.
The bill is
high.
But if it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is tomorrow. The bill is blank tomorrow. What word would you put in there? Start with a D. The bill is blank tomorrow.
I would say the bill is going to be an extra charge.
Mm-hmm, if you don't pay it tomorrow.
If, yes, that's where the light bill, we have a certain date on the 12th. If we don't pay it by 12 on the 12th, they always charge $3 extra. Same way by telephone bill.
Brother takes up the
ward report.
What
money
do you be paying in conference? What is that money called?
That's called your salary.
In conference, what is it called?
Well, that's for expenses of the church. Conference claim.
Okay, and if you're having a special